You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Korach. As everybody knows, Korach mounted an insurrection against Moshe Rabbeinu. And there are very many questions and explanations posited how Korach, who the Medrash and many Mephoshim bring down, was such a great man, how he could make such a mistake and have such an awful end. So let us look at a couple of psukim and parts of a few Rashis. Moshe Rabbeinu told Korach, "Vidabel Korach v'kol adosoi boiker v'yoida Hashem es asher loi v'es hakodesh v'hikri v'ilov." On the next day, Kodesh Baruch Hu will reveal who is the Kodesh. And the Pasuk says, he instructed them, "Kulachem machtois, take for yourself the special fire pans, and you should put on it the fire and the keteres, v'hoya ish asher yivcha Hashem Hu HaKodesh." And Rashi says that in these words is hidden the meaning, El Omer Lehem Moshe, Hareinu Omer Lechem, I'm letting you know, Mi Sheyivcha Boy Yetzachai, who the Ravoyne Shalom will pick, who is the proper Kohen Gadol, he will emerge alive. The Kulchem Oivdim, and all of you will die. That's the Rashi on Pasuk Vav. And the Rashi on Pasuk Zion says, the famous quote, "V'koyrach shepikeach hoyo ma ro lishtu ze, v'loy tipshim hoyu?" Were they fools? The Kodesh Baruch Hu warned them. So Rashi says, "Eino hitosoi," his eye, which means his Ruach HaKodesh, which he had, led him to error. "Rosh al shelos gedoy lo yoytza mimena." He saw that Shmuel is a direct descendant, will be a direct descendant of his. "Sheshokol keneged Moshe v'Aaron," like the Pasuk says. And Korach said to himself, "Is it possible that I will have a descendant who is so great, Vani Edoim, and I should remain silent?" In other words, he thought that the schus of Shmuel would save him. And it must be that he is correct in fighting against Moshe Rabbeinu, because it's not possible that he should have such a descendant, so he definitely is not going to die. So there's a couple of very interesting quotes in the Likutei Yehuda on this Einoi Hitosai, which he brings down from the Rebbe Avramot from Ger, in the name of his father, the Sfas Emes. Being that Korach was a Pikeach, he couldn't figure out that it's possible that his children should do tshuva. The Tiritz ki yodal shemoish Rabbeinu Olav HaSholom bikesh al tekablim b'teshuva. He knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispiled to the Rabbi Nishlom that the tshuva should not be accepted. But the truth of the matter is, or was, that they did do tshuva, like the Pasuk says, "Uvnei Korach leMesu." So what is the nature of this mistake that Korach made? L'chore, he was right. If Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel that they won't be able to do tshuva, so how could they have done tshuva and been saved, and as a result been worthy of having, they were worthy of having Shmuel as their descendant? So very briefly, he answers a very big chiddush, that even though there are averis which the Chazal tell us, and we find in various places, certain people did these averis, and they did averis which it says that you can't do tshuva on. So how could the people have been saved through their tshuva, like the Bnei Korach? So he answers that this, that it says that a person can't do tshuva, that's tshuva meyira, tshuva that's done out of fear, but tshuva ma'ahava, where the person firstly becomes a different person, our Chazal tell us. And secondly, although they had such great averis that they should indeed not have been forgiven, but all those averis turned to mitzvahs. So if all those averis turned to mitzvahs, then they definitely can do tshuva. This is what the Rebbe Vermotre says, a big chiddush in the name of his father, Sfas Emes. So dear friends, there emerges from this story of Korach, which seems to be a graphic calamity, how someone as great as Korach could have such a terrible, what we call a mapola, such a terrible end. But the fact that his children, according to the explanation that we gave from the Sfas Emes, was a tshuva ma'ava, they were able to be forgiven for the unforgivable, even though they were originally ensnared in the sin of their father, but they could literally pull themselves out of the fire, and they could be worthy of having a descendant like Shmuel Hanavi. And also, the Bnei Korach themselves were an inspiration to David HaMelech. We see in the Kapitlach one of which we say Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Lamnatzeich Ulvnei Korach Mizmar, and they were such exceedingly holy people, the Bnei Korach. And with this we can understand the famous Maimah of the Kedushas Levi, who comments that when Klal Yisrael does tshuva, they're mevalbel the Satan. The Satan gets confused. And the Kedushas Levi says that when Klal Yisrael does tshuva, his job, which is to bring forward to the Rabbeinu Shlalom the Averis of Klal Yisrael, he sees them doing tshuva. They're doing tshuva ma'ahavo, so all of the Averis is turning into mitzvahs. He doesn't want to bring mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael, but that's what he's doing, because if he brings Averis and they are being mahapachit to mitzvahs, they're overturning it to mitzvahs because of the tshuva ma'ahavo, then he's defeating his own purpose. So that's what the Bilbul HaSotan is. That's the famous vault from the Kedushas Levi. But with this extra explanation or insight by the Sfas Emes of the power of Tshuva Ma'ava, that the person becomes a different person, and he could conceivably even become bigger than the Tzaddikim. Because it says, V'mokam shet v'ali Tshuva Omdim, Tzaddikim Gimurim can't stand. So there is a silver lining to the cloud. There's a silver lining to the terrible end of Korach, that it did not impede his children from doing tshuva ma'ava. And this should be a chizik for all of us, that if we feel that our sins are many and perhaps grievous, but let us do tshuva ma'ava. And even if cholila, our sins should be difficult to remove, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu will grant us tshuva of greatness, which will bring us bracha and atzlocha and simchas and a gula shalema for us, for Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.